Welcome to your weekly English radio magazine on CJMQ 88.9 FM in Sherbrooke and CIDI 99.1 FM in the Lake Brome area. It's the Friday Drive, news commentary, 30-30 sports, arts and culture, and the interview of the week. Local events and issues for townshippers from townshippers. The Friday Drive starts right now with your host, Daniel Coulomb. 30-30 Sports on the Friday Drive.
Starting the show off at 4:30 with John Edwards. Holy mackerel, where were you last night? I tell you. That goal from Connor McDavid, that's going to be a I-know-where-I-was moment. No doubt about that.
I think you heard an entire country exhale collectively when that puck went in. Yeah, so tense and amazing. And it really was sort of McDavid's tournament in the same way that the Olympics in 2010 turned out to be Sidney Crosby's tournament. This sort of became Connor McDavid's time to shine and take the reins as the leading player on Team Canada and the leading player in the world. So it was appropriate that he ended it. Everybody got a glimpse of what Maple Leaf fans have seen for a number of years now. That's playoff Austin Matthews wandering around in the corner doing who knows what and only leaving the best player in the world alone in the slot.
Wow. It was definitely one for the ages. How important, John, was that win last night, not only in terms of hockey, and what it does for the Canadian psyche in this very chaotic period of time?
The biggest moments in Canadian hockey come when Canada beats Russia. I mean, that was 1972. That predates me a bit, but 1987 was that for me. You know, will be that moment for the younger generation.
We talk again at 5:30 about hockey, but let's turn to a big, important part of this period of the year, baseball, starting spring training yesterday.
Cubs and the Dodgers had a game yesterday. They got to start a bit early because they're going to Japan for too early. There's a few games today. It gets going full bore tomorrow. First Blue Jays game is tomorrow at 1.
Vladimir Guerrero and the Blue Jays, can this whole mess get fixed?
I don't think so. I can't, for the life of me, figure out how this doesn't get done. Literally, if you're Ross Atkins, you have one job, is to lock down your big star and make sure that he's never anything but a Blue Jay. As much as I've spent the last year and a half complaining about the Mariners front office, and boy, do they deserve it, they at least understood the assignment and got Julio Rodriguez locked down for a decade. We're going to have a year where if the Blue Jays start struggling, and that's likely, you're going to start wondering in July if, as the trade deadline approaches, you know, are they going to end up trading Guerrero to try to get something for him? You know, are they going to let him potentially walk away and basically get nothing?
How much would he be worth, do you think?
I think you're going to end up with him getting a number that starts with 4.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, it's going to be wherever he signs and whatever happens, it's going to be a big contract. You know, the Jays might have had a chance to get a bit of a hometown deal with him. Even if they do re-sign him, it's going to cost him more than what it would have cost him now to do it. It's given the team instability for the whole year, because now this is going to hang over their heads for the whole season. That are they going to be able to re-sign Vladdy? Is he going to go somewhere? Are they going to trade him? It's drama that didn't need to happen, and really the Jays front office had one job and they didn't do it.
It's weird to think that Vlad would be in another uniform. How do you feel if you're the basketball commissioner right now? See what happened with the Four Nations face-off thing. Their all-star game is pathetic. I'm telling you, basketball has major issues right now.
The skill in the game has never been better than it is now, but all we have to do is look at the basketball all-star game, which was 25 minutes of play surrounding 15 minutes of Kevin Hart trying to be funny, overly long tribute to TNT broadcasters who aren't going anywhere because that show is still continuing next year. And the funniest thing was breaking up the actual final of that weird tournament they were doing to do the TNT thing and stop the game for 18 minutes when I don't think the game took more than half an hour on its own. And then suddenly being surprised when they came out after and everyone was missing shots all over the place. Well, of course they were. Like, they're cold.
Yeah.
But it was just, I mean, the NHL seems to have solved all-star games. I mean, this tournament was was really something special. And, you know, as much as I didn't think much of it coming in, I was completely wrong in that report. But, you know, you've got teams, you know, fighting three times in 9 seconds. You know, the NBA, they're not even bothering to look like they're playing defense, and nothing they've done over the last 5 or 10 years has sort of gotten the players to take the game seriously.
To me, John, it goes further than just the All-Star game. This load management crap. You're paying $500 for a ticket. You don't even know if the guy's going to be in the game. And all they do now is it's a 3-point shooting contest. There's nothing under the net anymore.
The 15-footer is dead. 3-point shots and dunks is where the NBA game has gone to, because in part because the analytics tell you that's where you should be shooting from, that's where you're most likely to get points. So it sort of is, you know, very much, yeah, come in and back out, come in and back out. It gets to be very...
Well, it gets to be boring. Is what it is.
Yeah.
Talk to you at 5:30.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Of course there's music, but we also talk about a lot of issues that matter to you. You're listening to The Friday Drive on CJMQ 88.9 FM and CIDI 99.1 FM.
Fire and ice, this love is like fire and ice. This love is like rain and blue skies. This love is like sun on the rise. This love got me rolling the dice. Don't let me lose. Still falling for you. Still falling for you. Beautiful mind. Your heart got a story with mine. Your heart got me hurting at times. Your heart gave me new kind of highs. Your heart got me feeling so fine. So what to do? Still falling for you. Still falling for you. It took us a while. With every breath, a new day. With love on the line, we found our share of mistakes. But all your flaws and scars are mine. Still falling for you. Still falling for you. And just like that. Still falling for you. Brighter than gold. This love shining brighter than gold. This love is like letters in bold. This love is like out of control. This love's never growing old. You make it new. Still falling for you. Still falling for you. It took us a while. 'Cause we were young and unsure.
The Weekly News Review with longtime Townships journalist Mike McDevitt on the Friday Drive.
Mike McDevitt for another Weekly News Review right here on the Friday Drive. Michael, how are you this week?
Not too bad, although nobody in public sphere seems to be cooperating with my sense of well-being. I'm getting through it.
It's a silly world. Let's start with the big announcement from Justin Trudeau. He's still our prime minister, and yep. He announced Wednesday a high-speed rail system that could cost $100 billion. He would take travel time down to 3 hours between Montreal and Toronto via rail. It's a pretty amazing thing. Three consortiums bid on the project, and the selected group will be revealed in a little bit. The federal government has talked about this numerous times.
Yep.
Do you think this is actually going to get done?
Like you said, we've talked about this lots of times since the early 80s, I think, as far as I can tell. And it's way overdue. I've sat on the train between Montreal and Toronto. It's a long ride. And it's totally unnecessary. A 3-hour trip is enticing.
Electrified high-speed trains are the future. It does really well in Europe. But here, we have to do away with the cars, and we have to start limiting our dependence on airlines.
It hasn't been a good week for airlines either. It's a lot of money, for sure. It should have been done 40 years ago. I hope they mean it this time.
You know what else I'm hoping, Michael? Is for once, for one of these mega projects, is that they actually choose a Canadian company to make these cars. Look at the REM system. I believe the rail cars were made in India. It is not produced to be able to deal with Canadian winters, and that REM system is down every single day.
I think it should be a Canadian company. I should certainly think they should take advantage of the expertise that exists already. And unfortunately, that is not in Canada. Let's build stronger ties with Japan then.
Definitely the need to build stronger ties with anyone but the U.S. Yeah. Liberal leadership contender Mark Carney is pulling in more money from more contributors than any of his competitors in the race to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And it's not even close, according to Elections Canada filings. Carney hauled in an impressive $1.9 million so far. Chrystia Freeland, she has over $225,000 so far. If it comes to money, Carney's going in the right direction.
He seems like the obvious choice, especially under the present circumstances. Our economy's going to be in difficulty, and he's got the expertise for that. I feel sorry for Freeland because she, by all rights, under normal circumstances, she should be the leader. We need somebody new. I hope to hell he's got good negotiating skills, good instincts, because he's the man. He has the best chance of sending Poilievre into the dirt, because that guy.
It's interesting that you say that you felt bad for Freeland. You wonder how Poilievre's family feels for him right now. Boy, talk about his worst nightmare. Bad timing.
Yeah, but it serves him right. He's only had one message for 20 years. It doesn't matter anymore. The carbon tax business, you know, they won that one. I don't think that's going to be enough. But while he might still win the election, don't think he's going to win the kind of majority he was expecting.
I saw an ad this week for Poilievre. Still the same old thing. Everything is bad
in
Poilievre's
book. It's a broken country.
It's a broken country, but he doesn't seem to have any solutions. Oh, vote for me, and you'll see what I'll do. Well, what is the plan, Pierre? You'll see.
Well, like I said, he's only had one message since the beginning of his career, and he's only had one career, and that is to dump crap on Trudeau. He's stuck with it. I don't believe a word he says, so as far as instilling confidence, he's way off track.
I hear you. We're looking for a federal election probably in the spring. The controversy surrounding Bill 85 in Quebec, which would allow large grocery chains, the Walmarts of the world, and pharmacies to operate with unlimited staff beyond 9 p.m. on weekdays and 8 p.m. on weekends. The change threatens small convenience stores, the dépanneurs, and independent retailers who fear losing customers and revenue. You have to feel for these people at the dépanneur. They work long hours. This competition can mean some really nasty and negative stuff.
Well, the death of them, that's for sure. I'm more concerned about extending the hours of the local grocery stores like Maxi and Provigo and Walmart I hadn't even thought of. Basically, the only advantage the dépanneurs had was the hours to be available when they could sell beer and cigarettes. That's the mainstay of their operation. They can't sell it at reduced prices like the big stores can. So especially the Walmarts and the Costcos.
When I was just a shaver, all stores were closed on Sundays. Is our society even better now that all the stores are open on Sundays?
Well, no, I don't think so. When I think of the workers, when I think of work-life balance kind of thing, you know, having a day off every week guaranteed is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Critics warn that the small businesses may struggle to compete despite resistance. Government appears firm on its stance here.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yep. Trump, Michael, every week you think it can't get worse. There's the dismantling of NOAA, the Environmental Watch Service. The air, water, and ground surveys can't be shared with other countries anymore. The FAA, they've cut back on personnel. Then J.D. Vance goes to Europe, lectures Germany and Europe on how democracy should work. Then they threaten Ukraine with wanting 50% of their grain in exchange for continuing help with arms. And then Trump outdoes everything by declaring President Zelensky in Ukraine is a dictator. He has 4% support. And Ukraine started the war that's been going on for the past 3 years. And we should side with Russia because they've lost so many people in this war so far.
This is just a waterfall of basic lies. He's just lying to his country. He's betraying NATO. He's undermining NATO. He's muted. A lot of these agencies in the United States are either being disbanded. They're not allowed to talk about the things that they learn, like the Center for Disease Control and National Institutes of Health. Those guys have to shut up. I don't know what the American people must be thinking, but, you know, I see protests, but I don't see much headway being made among the legislators. You know, you hear the occasional Republican criticizing one decision or another, but when it comes to any votes, no problem. Hand Elon Musk blank check to do whatever the hell he wants.
It's incredible.
It's literally unbelievable.
You've seen the dictators and go back to 1940s Germany and the dictators in Russia and North Korea, but rarely have I seen someone with this much power have so little honor. It wasn't fun a couple of weeks ago, but now it's becoming really, really scary.
It's not funny anymore. It's scary. He wants to give Putin everything that he wants.
There are no words.
There are no words. It's unbelievable.
How could you want to align with Putin in anything? I agree with you. I don't see a lot of pushback from the Republicans, from the American people right now. It's discouraging.
Let's face it. Those guys have cushy jobs. They want to protect those because they've got health insurance. They've got huge pensions. But as for the rest of the people in the country, he's betrayed farmers. He's betrayed small businesses. He's even betrayed large businesses. It's beyond my ken, as they used to say. Yeah. I don't understand.
One journalist termed it this week as the Russification of the United States. They're cutting back on all these federal workers. This is going to help fund all these tax breaks these billionaires are going to get moving forward.
Look at the budget that they're proposing in the House. Got all kinds of tax breaks for billionaires. He also promised during the campaign not to tax overtime and not to tax tipping, but that's nowhere mentioned. He's disbanding USAID. We should take care of our own first. But USAID was not handing out dollar bills to these beneficiaries. It was handing out American soybeans and American produce. The farmers, the small farmers, are all at risk of losing their properties.
You know what president started USAID, eh?
Reagan?
No, it was John F. Kennedy.
Oh, well, there you go.
Michael McDevitt, the Weekly News Review, right here on the Friday Drive every week. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Daniel. Let's hope it gets better for next week.
Take care.
Take care as well, Daniel.
If you have any comments or questions regarding what you hear on today's show, email us at cjmqnews@yahoo.ca.
You only love me with the lights on, so I can see you with your clothes on. Good.
tripping, I'm falling hard. Can feel my heart is racing like a foreign car. You like me watching, cause you're a star. When you move, you got that power, know just who you are like. Ooh, I taste you on my lips, let me take another sip. So come and flip the switch. You only love me with the lights on, so I can see you with your clothes off. Put on a show, I'm watching all night long. So love me with the lights on. We're in the bed and the weekend is playing. You're on your knees, but we know you ain't praying. You let that body talk, I hear what you're saying.
Time for your weekly information from the Lake Brome, Missisquoi area on the Friday Drive.
It's time for Taylor McClure. Taylor reports from the Brome, Missisquoi region with stories for you from this week. Taylor McClure, how are you?
I'm not doing too bad, Daniel. I've been in first aid training for the last couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday, but I'm back.
What are the snow levels like in your streets and sidewalks?
Snowbanks are pretty high, I can tell you that. It's kind of hard to see when you're backing in and out of the driveway. Those who clear the roads are doing a really great job, the best that they can, with the amount of snow that we have.
Good to hear it. And it's been tough in Sherbrooke as well. The problem was, of course, is two storms back to back. Doesn't make it easy.
Definitely doesn't.
The Tribune was reporting that it would cost the city of Sherbrooke $800,000 just to remove the snow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's crazy to hear.
Yeah, that'll put a hole in your budget for sure.
Yep. No, we're definitely making up for last winter.
I get that. All right, a couple of things to talk about this week. Let's start with the mandatory mask measures.
Yeah, so I'm sure some of your listeners have heard that the Institut de la Santé, which is our local health authority, has implemented a mandatory mask measure in certain health establishments in the eastern townships. I spoke with Marie-Pierre Plante, who is the assistant to the executive director of the Infection Prevention and Control Department with the Institut de la Santé, and she mentioned to CIDI that in the region here, a barometer system has been installed to look at the circulation of respiratory viruses throughout the entire year, with four colors that are associated with it: green, yellow, orange, and red. So right now the region is at the orange level, meaning there is a positive and strong circulation in healthcare establishments here in the region, including hospitals, long-term care facilities, and in the general population, which is why the local health authority had to put in the mandatory mask measure to protect vulnerable patients. So she noted that it's mandatory to wear a mask in all of the hospitals, long-term care facilities like CHLDs, and seniors residents. But it's not necessarily obligated when you enter these facilities. It's really when you're in a specific care unit or a housing unit, such as a senior's residence within the facility. But Marie-Pierre noted that there are signs throughout these establishments to inform patients if they're in an area where they have to wear a mask. During the conversation, she noted that the local health authority is currently waiting for the peak of the viruses to decrease before they lift the mandate. So she wasn't able to give me an exact date when we spoke this week, but she emphasized that it will be in place for at least a couple of weeks until that they see that decrease. So until then, Marie-Pierre referred citizens to the Santé Esprit website, which lists prevention measures for infection, so when to wear a mask, and in which establishments. So people can find more information and precise details on the Santé Esprit website if you're expected to have an appointment at a healthcare establishment here in the region.
Taylor McClure, Waterloo is partnering with a conservation organization.
Yeah, so the town of Waterloo is partnering with a Granby-based conservation organization, Fondation Sept-Si, to conserve over 30% of its natural areas. So with development and construction taking place at a rapid rate in the municipality, Mayor of Waterloo, Jean-Marie Lachapelle, said that town officials needed to figure out a way to preserve its natural landscape, particularly its wetlands. So the Fondation Sept-Si has put together a conservation plan to tackle this task, which first involves analyzing the natural areas that belong to the town of Waterloo itself. And then the foundation will move forward with working and discussing with private landowners and developers to encourage them and to inform them about how they can go about putting their land into conservation or playing their part in preserving the natural landscape. It's going to be interesting to see this partnership grow and move forward and the results that it will have on the green spaces for the town of Waterloo.
Taylor McClure is heard on the mighty CIDI 99.1 FM daily. Thank you again so much for everything you do for us, Taylor.
Thank you, Daniel. Chat next week.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Townships weather, Friday night, cloudy periods, low minus 15. Saturday, sunny, high minus 3. Saturday night, clouds, 60% chance of flurries, low minus 9. Sunday, clouds, high minus 5. And long range for Monday, periods of snow, high plus 1 degree. Just after 5 o'clock, Ed Humphrey with the Townshipers Association Report. 5:10 interview of the week, Maxime Messier. We talk properties and buying houses, Maxime Messier from Remax. 5:30 sports, John Edwards. 5:40 arts and culture with Sonia Patnode. On the Friday drive at CJMQ and CIDI FM.